At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Merkle Media.
I thought they were too.
Yeah, Vespa.
Yeah, but they. Right away.
Right away, you're putting stereotyping
labels.
Miatas.
Putting labels on.
What the heck?
Oh my gosh.
Back in my younger days.
Yeah. I mean, how long ago was that? Years? 20, 50 years? 35?
Yeah.
Long time.
20, 30, 50. Yeah, something like that.
You're what, 70 now?
I got the Miata when I was 4. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Watered it every day and it became a car.
It did.
Look at what I got.
It's like a Gia.
In sequence.
Oh, my word. That's hilarious, guys.
It in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going hot," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed this plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
You ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, the geez, thanks.
I gave him a thumbs up.
Now he starts texting. What the heck?
10 seconds. 10 seconds to text. It takes you 10 seconds to get in your phone, Shep.
Oh, shit. I'm trying to get to that screen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkel.
And I'm Brian Shipper.
And today, we have with us a special guest. Special guest, say hello.
Hello, everybody. This is Jack, your friendly neighborhood producer.
Fantastic. I don't know what else to say. It's been 3 weeks. It's like, what are we supposed to do? Oh, yeah.
We're starting over again. This is our first show. This might be our last.
We were doing good.
Emphasis on were.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, if you have an interesting story you'd like to share with us on the show, contact us at www.hammerlanelegends.com or go to hllpodcast@protonmail.com.
So you can...
Should we start that over again?
No, it's all good. You can go to the website, hit the contact section. The website is www.hammerlanelegends.com. So there's that. Or you can email us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com.
That's it. hllpodcast@protonmail.com. While you are at the website, check out the gear section. See what we got there. We got all kinds of cool stuff. T-shirts, hoodies, zipper up hoodies.
Yeah. Heck
what
yeah.
What else do we got?
Stuff. Other stuff.
Other stuff.
Mugs.
Mugs, cups, travel mugs, stickers.
Stickers.
We still don't have hats.
We don't have hats.
No.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We're going to get hats.
I thought you were working on that.
Not me.
You said
I guess
him.
I can do it. Everything just goes right. Woo.
You're the producer, damn it.
You're the producer. It's all up to you.
Well, okay.
So as you can tell, this is a more relaxed version of the show this week. And we just hope you enjoy it. We're going to do a voicemail show. But while we're doing the intro, Ship, what about if somebody has to...
I can't find it.
You can't see this?
Turn the screen towards it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Yeah, leave a voicemail.
Dear Lord. I didn't know that's what you were digging for.
Yes, that's what I'm stuck.
I just asked. I turned the screen.
You leave a voicemail, short one hitter. The phone number 515-585-MERK, 515-585-6375. Leave a message. We'll get back to you.
Leave a message. Leave a message. After the beep.
Leave a message.
Oh, I love that, man.
Yeah. And while we're talking about all the goofy things that are, this show is going to be about this week, at the same time, take a look around you and see what's going on in the world around you. If you feel you have a need or you'd like to get some preparedness food or something like that, where to go. www.preparewithhll.com. I guess you don't really have to say www, do you?
No, you don't.
No.
They got rid of having to type that in quite a while ago.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Which shows you how much time I spend on that thing.
Well, you
really don't have to say .com either.
I guess not.
Yeah. And the nice thing is you can literally just go to the description and click on these links. So.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
How about that?
I know. We make it as easy as possible.
They certainly do. So.
And don't forget, they have stretched out payment plans, too.
They do have stretched out payment plans.
You don't have to put all the money up.
It is good, though. That's actually good to know.
You're realizing you're getting screwed over with Biden, so they're going to stretch it out for you that you can actually eat and live.
You just got some recently, right?
I just did.
What did they have as options for you? Do you remember?
The 3 month and the 1 month.
So you can get 1 month for one person, or is it for four people?
That's 1 month for one person.
1 month for one person.
And the 3 month is 3 months for one person.
Okay.
So if you get 3 months and you have two people in your household, you might want to get,
Is it three meals, or is it like...
It's 3 meals a day, snacks, drinks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's like powder.
Well, it really depends how much you eat. But if you eat like a pig, you're going to be out in a week.
You might actually be able to stretch that between two people.
2,000 calories a day.
You don't need 2,000. We're all going to be starving anyway. You might as well just make it 1,000 split between two.
That's nice. There you go.
Yeah.
You remember about the starving children in India and Bangladesh? Well, guess what? It's coming to America.
Starving truck drivers. You need your food.
Darn tooting, dude. Yeah. Darn tooting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. They have a bunch of other stuff, I think, too. They have like the water filtration systems, mm-hmm. emergency blankets, stuff like that. Everything
a little solar
need.
Generators.
That's
stuff,
a good point. Those are cool.
They're like the bargain center of the world.
They are.
It's like Ollie's. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
It's like Ollie's. Yeah. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
Yeah, that's actually funny. I haven't gone into an Ollie's in years. The last time I was in there, it was like it was almost like an Aldi. Like, have you ever been to Aldi?
No.
Okay, it's just like discount food store.
Right.
It's like discount.
That's the
everything.
Wife's job. She takes care of.
Oh, you sexist!
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, it was just hilarious because it was like all this discount stuff, and I was like, "This is like, why do people not shop here all the time?"
Well, it's all right if you're going to eat it that day.
No, but I'm not talking about food. Ollie is like a whole bunch of other stuff.
What's their slogan?
I don't know.
Good stuff, cheap.
Oh, there you go. I got a rug from there.
Ollie's or Aldi's?
Ollie's.
Oh, that place. Yeah, no, I wasn't in there either.
Wow.
Ship doesn't go shopping.
I don't shop. I'm like the opposite of Tony. I don't even go online to do anything.
No ordering food to your truck.
Nope.
Yeah, okay.
Nope, we take the truck to the place.
If we can't get there with the truck, we ain't going.
We ain't going.
I don't blame you. But yeah, they got a bunch of stuff there, so that's why
they really do.
That's why I was pretty sure they had the water filtration, but I didn't know they had the solar generators.
Yep, they have all kinds of stuff.
Those are pretty dope.
They are. They are. They've got all kinds of really do have all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, but they don't work on a cloudy day.
So
that's all right.
They still have. I swear,
I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Just carrying around like a UV light and shining it over
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Work for me. Yeah. That's going to be you in a Tesla. I could see that. Just taking a UV lamp and just shining it over the Tesla. Work. go to preparewithhll.com. That'll get you, that'll help you get a better price and it helps support the show.
Yep. Definitely.
Keeps you fed too.
It
does. Which is always good.
And if you want to continue to support the show, buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane. Keep us caffeinated, whether it's soda, like Ship drinks, or coffee, like I drink. Don't give him the don't give him the fist pump, Jack. No.
I was preemptively giving the coffee fist pump.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If
I take my rebuke. I take my rebuke.
Yeah,
back.
Take that back. That's right.
Then.
Oh boy.
Oh, this is smooth as silk here.
This has been a fun intro to this show. It's only gone 9 minutes.
Well, how about this?
Some of that was you guys just not shutting up too. So some of that was 2 minutes before.
It's been fun.
And hey, if you want to get on this show, email the show and set up with Jack.
That's
otherwise,
right.
Also leave your text, leave your phone number so
with
we
Jack.
Can text you that we can get a hold of you in case of emergency, such as somebody can't,
like if you can't make it to the show,
and we can bump somebody else in. So we're, you know,
a way for us to quickly get a hold of people.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we know people read emails once or twice a month.
Like that's how I read.
That's true. Yeah. So yeah. part of that contact section is a phone number.
Oh, that's good.
But if you just email
you guys
directly,
ever passed that on to us? No.
You know what that tells
but,
you?
But
we didn't know that. That tells you how often we've gone into the website.
Well, but the other thing is not everybody clicks on the website's contact section.
Yeah,
they just email us directly.
True.
So we don't always get the phone number. So if you do have a phone number that you'd like to send
to
us in the email,
yeah.
That's very beneficial.
It just takes a layer out of being able to get a hold of somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a layer that we don't have to get a hold of Jack.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. All
but
right.
Anyway, yeah,
that was fun.
That was fun. That was a good
great
intro.
Job.
Smooth
great
silk.
Job. All right, that's it, everybody. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
That's the show.
And everybody went fantastic.
Fantastic.
Over.
The way that intro went, I definitely don't want to listen to anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Jack can't be on the show anymore.
Yeah,
he just upsets the
I'm throwing you out of your element too. I'm in your spot.
I know you're in my seat, you're in my chair, you're in my microphone.
But you have your headphones.
I do have my
headphones.
That's
what matters.
He's got the little chair.
That's exactly. I've got the little hard folding chair.
We should have just brought up the other desk chair.
Yeah. Well, hold on, we'll be right back.
Wow. All right. Well, that's been fun. So
that was fun.
What is this show for? Voicemails.
This
right?
is a voicemail show. That's right. Exactly right, Jackson.
How many we got?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, at least we
have like
at least we found
10?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are actually getting to them before they self
explode.
This message is self-destruct.
Self-destruct. Yes, exactly.
That's where my mind went. This is Mission Impossible.
It is.
I knew you'd get that.
Exactly.
Wow.
These voicemails will self-destruct after 90 days.
Yes.
We have as many as you can count on two hands, so there's that.
Well, I don't
know. Your two, my two, or his two, or all together.
You guys have different fingers than I do?
Or other people that we know who don't have as many fingers.
This one's a stub.
I said you guys.
This one's a stub.
I said you guys, nobody else.
So that's 20 between us?
What? No. Oh, yeah, I guess I did pluralize it.
You did pluralize it.
And if you're including you, which, you know, we don't have no reason not to include you, now that's 30. Yep. Now make up my mind.
You're the producer.
Take 30 and divide that by 3. Simple math tells you it's 10.
No, that would be 22. Common core math. Rounding up.
Common core?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
That's how they figure out the deficit.
Okay.
You too can be a truck driver.
That's it.
All right.
2 and 1 is shoe polish. 3 and 1 is oil.
I don't even know what to say to that.
You don't even know what that means.
No, I don't even know what shoe polish is.
I have
what
no
are you talking
clue.
About shoe polish?
I legitimately am lost in this conversation at this point.
I wear sneakers all the time. Shoe polish.
No, he's got the Chinese combat boots on right now.
Yeah, I got my flip-flops on. It's summertime. What do you want me to do? It's hot outside.
Did you take care of that hammer toe?
Hammer toe?
Forget it.
Right over my head.
Oh, Google it.
I don't think I want to Google it.
There's some great pictures.
Let's get into the voicemails.
Yes, please do.
Now you guys have to shut up.
All right, we'll be quiet.
Really enjoyed it. I hope that all your adventures and your endeavors are met. I wish you nothing but best of luck on your journey to state of Tennessee. I hope you continue the great work with your podcast, both of them, whatever your future holds. Like I said, I wish nothing but the best. You guys are great. I love being around Pops. Just trucking along here on a turnpike. You guys keep up the great work. And hope to get on the show again in the future. All right. Hammer down, hammer lane, baby. We'll see you later.
What a putz.
Well, Gary. I got a couple people that like to talk to you after this one. Thanks for calling the show.
Thank you, Gary. That was really nice of you to call and talk to Tony, and wish him luck on that, and us on the.
Yeah, what are we? Chopping?
Continued
relaunch.
Yes,
relaunch, relaunch. Oh man, yeah,
that was nice.
That's nice. Yeah, driving on the turnpike. I will say, it can be nice, but
no, can't be.
I have not had like the worst experiences on the turnpike, except for I would say the one time coming back from Minnesota when there was an accident, and
well, that's
you
usually
just
when you get the worst experience.
That's true, and you just can't. You just there's nowhere to go.
No,
I mean, like it was probably the longest I've been in a car, and I had to sit there even longer.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful.
Yeah, because most accidents on the turnpike happen in between exits.
Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah,
and there's not many
and
exits.
There's nowhere to go.
Sounds
you know,
like
once that happens, you're stuck.
Out at Somerset, 110, next exit, 146.
I mean, right. At least it's not a tunnel, you know? It's not like daylight, right? You know, it's not collapsing on you.
Not yet.
You ever see that movie?
I don't know.
You know, you've seen that movie. Sylvester Stallone.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you should talk to that driver who got hit in the head with falling debris in the Lehigh Tunnel.
What?
Well, you can't really talk to him because he's dead.
Because he died.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't hear that?
No.
Really?
What the hell? You're from the Lehigh Valley.
I don't, like, scour the internet
guy,
for
the guy worked for Ray Moore and Flanagan coming through the southbound tube of the tunnel, and a piece of conduit came off the ceiling and
went right into
the
truck?
Through him. Yeah.
Whoa.
It blew
his windshield,
right
yeah.
And then, you know, the truck was just ghost driving until it, you know, finally come to a complete stop.
Yeah.
That's terrible timing.
Yeah.
Holy
that
crap.
Is. I mean, imagine
that's
all the things that had to come together for
I know.
That to
right.
happen.
That's from the Sucks to Be You file.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for him
crap.
And his family. I mean, good Lord, but,
yeah,
you know,
but, yeah,
wow.
At least his family now owns
that.
Part of that tunnel. You know, from
well,
the
that's
law,
one way to look at it. Yeah.
How.
That's one way to look at it.
We have a new turnpike commissioner.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that was it was crazy. Yes. I mean, talk about fall, you know, tunnels collapsing. There
yeah,
you go.
That's a but, you know, I was thinking about a movie. You know, we're talking about like, you know, then you escape from the tunnel.
Yeah.
You
through
know,
the, through the
Jack, get your CDL. It's an adventure.
Yeah. It is.
Come
an adventure.
On out.
But... Yeah.
I'm not sure. About, yeah. You know,
enjoy the ride.
Lovely adventure every week.
It is.
Right.
Five words, baby. Take a ride with me.
Don't know. I don't know if I want to now.
Trust me, you do.
Oh man,
you can see the country from behind your windshield.
Yeah, yeah. The all
but we work at night, so
yeah. I was gonna say the 400 or 500 square, you know, radius that you operate in. That's
yeah,
the country.
That's the country.
Yeah, a little bit of Virginia, a little bit of Maryland, a little bit of PA. You ever see New Jersey? Nobody wants
not
to.
If, not if I can avoid
to see
it.
Jersey. I got oceanfront property in Easton waiting to happen, okay? Just like the people in Nevada. They got oceanfront property just waiting for California to break off.
Oh, man. You
that's,
guys.
That's one way they won't get any more people up there for Nancy, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Have you guys driven? You I know you've driven up into New York, right? City?
Yeah.
Have you driven into New York City?
Not the city.
Okay.
What? I have a specific policy on that.
Ain't you're
no
never.
Way, ain't no way my ass is going in the city.
I don't blame you.
After I did it, that's when my policy started. You
know, if you need something to get there, FedEx.
Yeah.
There you go.
So how many times did you do it then?
Twice.
Twice?
Yep.
Jeez.
I used to drive up there for the tow truck, man. I don't care.
What, did you drive in it? Do you drive in any cities or not
oh, yeah.
now? But like, had you?
Oh well, yeah,
like,
because
Philly
you know
something?
The idiots break down from Dorney Park and now they want to go home.
Oh gosh!
Yeah,
okay.
They get on the highway and their car breaks down because it barely got there, but they made it to Dorney Park. You know, it's like Wally World to them.
Not even the best. Like I don't even think it's the best amusement park in Pennsylvania. Like, I'm pretty sure there's a better... Oh, no, maybe that's Ohio I'm thinking of. It's like Cherry something or other. Cherry Hills? I don't know.
No, Cherry Hills, Kennywood? New Jersey.
Kennywood. That's the one I'm thinking of.
I think that's by Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. It is in PA.
Yeah.
Boom. All I hear is Kennywood's like fantastic, so I have no idea.
Yeah, well, you know, everything is subjective.
Yeah.
You know, if you've never been to an amusement park, Dorney Park is awesome.
That's true. I mean...
But yeah. We at least once a year have somebody drown in a wave pool. It's a right. 4-foot what? Pool. How do you drown? I don't know. They do it.
Maybe
and you're mostly from New York. Not saying nothing. Take a swimming lesson before you come over.
I do not. I guess I just don't look at the news ever. Because like
you ought to try really. To take a look at it.
I had no idea. Maybe it's not like
what am I,
news.
CNN?
Well, I don't look at local news ever. I feel like local news is the, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just
local
bored
news.
By it.
Oh, geez. You find out what's happening in your town.
I know. I found
there
out.
There was a guy shot and killed some fucking meth ticker there and climbed up on the South Whitehall cop car and he shot him.
Holy crap.
You didn't
so glad
hear about
I moved
that?
Out of there.
Jeez. You should listen to the news.
You should listen to the news.
I found out from my grandma that there was a contaminated water stream in the place that I live.
Wow.
And she was
in
like
Emmaus.
Yeah, and she was just like, you need
it's
to
that plastic, that new plastic shit.
Yeah.
PP something or
other. Yeah, I have no idea what
it's the same shit that they used to put out the fires with the foam.
Yeah. It was the fire department. Yeah.
So the creek will never catch on fire. Right. Don't worry about it.
Don't drink the water.
Yeah,
why do you think over there in Fultonville you got Niagara, you got Nestle, you got how many water plants over there?
And I'm fire retardant now too, so I drink all of it.
Yes.
But yeah, no, it was funny because she texted me that and she was like, are you okay? Do you need water? Do you need me to send you water? I was like, I didn't even know that I wasn't supposed to drink it. we're filling up our big Brita filter things with it. And
there
I was like, we're filtering out all the bad stuff.
I was going to say, that's like, a testament fine. Then. You know, you should test it to see if that Brita filter does it. All they need is a big Brita
just
filter.
Try and catch them. Just trying to light water, right?
No, it's a fire suppression.
That's what I mean.
Starter.
We'll know for sure if the water is fire retardant if it's not catching, right? That's
there
how we
you
know.
That's
you
it.
Know. Now, if you go down to Tony's and you put the lighter to water, well, that's moonshine.
That's a blue flame.
Right. Nice blue flame.
Yeah, you'll know real quick.
114 proof.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh man,
that's what's wrong with Tony now.
Yes.
it's just they pump out the moonshine.
Ever since Tony moved down there, him and Johnny have been walking.
There you go.
we should really send the kids some water, I guess. Right. It would be beneficial for them.
Send a care package to them, right?
Send a care package. It's all just water.
Right.
It's water from wherever Jack lives.
Yeah. You know your kids will be fine. They won't catch on fire.
Right. They won't.
All right, next voicemail.
Calling about back it up, that you're wanting to go in and buy yourself a new car just off the dealer lot. This is David. I'm calling from South Florida. About 20 years ago, I went in. Actually, I'll call back. Fucked up. Hi, this is David from South Florida. So about 20 years ago, I had a 4-year-old Porsche 911. And it used to sit in the garage under a tarp. One day, my wife goes, let's go for a drive. Pull off the cover. She goes, this ain't your Porsche. I said, it absolutely is. She goes, this isn't the same Porsche. I went, oh, no, it's not. I went out and I bought a new Porsche. Mind you, I could not do this today. With that, she looks at me and goes, return it. And I said, I can't. Our answer to that was, I was planning on redoing my kitchen. And I explained to her that you could not do the kitchen because the house was maxed out in its value and we wouldn't get any return. And we could always sell the car. She then told me, well, since I'm not getting a new kitchen, I will not cook for you. It's been 20 years. She has not cooked for me. Oh, and I don't have the car anymore either. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.
Well, I sure and hell hope you found a 20-year-old that cooks. Kick her ass to the curb. Get in your Porsche again.
Wow, Shep.
What the crap?
I've been married to Jack's mom for 34, and she doesn't cook either.
You knew that going in.
But I did.
Right.
But
beefaroni is what you're getting.
I don't own a Porsche.
That's true. You did have a Miata at one point.
I did have a Miata. That's still not a Porsche.
It's not a Porsche.
It's a girly car for,
what?
You had a Miata?
I did, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm
fun.
Sorry.
It was
I'm
a
here.
Fun car.
It was a fun car. Would you shut up? That's a girl car. That's like when I worked at Chrysler. Those Plymouth, what the hell, Eclipses they were.
Tony,
Eclipses? You know, like Eclipses?
That's a girl car.
I think that's a Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Yeah,
same thing. All right.
That is funny. Tony had a
Laser, they called it.
There you go.
That's it.
There
Plymouth
you go.
Laser?
Yeah.
I've never that's seen that.
Same goddamn thing.
Yeah.
All they did was change the badge, you know. Put it from Mitsubishi to Chrysler. Put the pennant star on it. I'm telling you. I worked there.
Yeah, Tony had an Eclipse too, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
But not a Laser.
No.
Okay.
No.
Same car. It's the same car. You just changed the badge. You know, instead of the three dots, you put the Plymouth logo on it.
That's right.
Huh. All right. Huh. Well, okay. I don't even know what to say about the story.
It's a girl's car. There's no man supposed to be driving one.
A Porsche?
A Porsche?
Well, no, the
Miata?
Miata, yeah.
Defend yourself.
I don't have to defend myself.
Was it a convertible, too?
It was.
Yeah, it was.
It was, because why fat man can't get in them?
That's right.
You got to have the roof down to get in.
That's right.
Well, whatever.
Jack doesn't even know what to say. So he's like,
he's still stuck on news, local.
Yeah. That's true. I don't have anybody cooking my dinner, so what the heck?
I don't either. What are you complaining about? I'm married, and I don't have anybody cooking my dinners.
Boy, you people drug the wrong contract up. You know, when you say you do, this is things she's got to do.
That's how it is. This is things you got to do.
Cook the food.
I got to cut the grass, go to work. That's it.
Oh, jeez. That's a good deal. I'd like to see that contract. I need to learn from that.
Well, I don't know. What are we married? 28, 30 years? Something like that.
Oh, wow.
So stick so far.
That's, dang.
You know, holy my crap. Job is to clean out the refrigerator. There's no leftovers every morning when I get home.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You see, I do a good, damn good job.
She hasn't complained.
No, not really.
Oh, man. All right,
happy
you guys.
Happy wife is a happy life.
There you go.
Happy wife, happy life. Yes. I swear I hear that all the time, and I think it's one of the most
overused. You were going to say it's the most dumbest things I've ever
heard. I was going to say that, but yeah. I was being nice.
You keep saying that up until you get divorced. Well, I know. What happened, Jack?
I know. So
she wasn't happy.
Yeah.
Now she's got a half.
I was gonna say because then whatever, who cares?
No. We have time.
We have. Yeah.
I was gonna say because then if you're not happy, then it doesn't. It's fine. Like you know, who cares? It
doesn't matter what your feelings are as long as she's happy. That's the point.
Well, all right, you live and you learn.
Right.
Yes.
Because otherwise, you say I'm going to work, even though you're not. You do something else. At that point, you know it's already on a downhill slope.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Daniel always tells me. Daniel's the guy that I work with. He always tells me to. He's like, if you don't ever get in a fight with your wife, Jack, don't ever get in a fight. You will never win. You will never win every time. And it's literally like once or twice a week. I hear the same story. It's great. His father was the one that told him never to get in a fight with your wife, mm-hmm. and then just go do what you're going to do anyway.
Right. Well, I've gotten it. You know,
go
my wife and I, we've gone around, and my wife, she's as stubborn as I am, and it's 2 weeks at a clip. You know?
But if you're both stubborn, then it's still that seems better than if one person's not stubborn, the other person is stubborn.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, at least you're butting heads, and then you can be like,
well,
okay.
No, at that point, we fought. That's it. It's silent. You know, this shit stops. There ain't no wash being done. There ain't no cooking. There ain't no grocery shopping. There ain't shit happening.
It's a standoff.
You know,
it's a standoff until someone.
It's a Mexican
came.
Standoff, and I don't want to be racial here, but it's a Mexican standoff. The one side gives.
Yeah, until someone gives.
And
yeah.
Usually, I just end up. After 2.5 weeks, I'm sorry. I don't know what I did, but I'm sorry now.
Yeah, well, yeah, that works.
And then, because
you got to get the dishes clean, you got to get the laundry clean.
I'm out of socks.
Dude, there was a time we just went to Walmart and restocked.
That's it.
Bought a bigger hamper.
That's funny.
That's it.
That is funny. you're so gung ho on the standoff. You go and buy new clothes.
New dishes.
New dishes.
Screw this.
We're throwing out the old stuff.
You ask anybody that knows my wife.
Hello, Carl.
Ask my kid. Dude, you don't want to go there. This is gonna be a while. No,
that's funny.
Screw her. She was wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't gonna work.
Three
out
weeks
well.
In, he finally caved.
You got a cave. Yeah.
She caved.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. No way.
Oh, geez.
Go fight with her. Good luck, buddy. You're on your own. You're on your own island at that point.
Don't call me. I'll call you.
She ain't calling nobody. Because she don't talk to anybody she don't know. She don't call anybody she don't know.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next voicemail.
Hey, Tony, Brian. Stacy again. Been driving flatbed about 10 years now.
For and ship.
Rail, and now I'm with Montgomery Transport. Well, when I was with rail, about a couple months in, picked up some lumber in Michigan, and I was backing into one of, you know, Tutu's future employers on Melton Truck. And he was tarping. I was backing in, and I seen a dunnage board in my way, so I hurried up and pulled out of the way and got back on the truck, backed it in, got on top to through my lumber tarps, and the Melton guy looked at me, and with all seriousness, man, did you just back your truck from up there? I'm like, yeah. Rail has this app on their phones now that allows us to take remote control of our vehicles, our trucks, and back them for a short distance. So this way I save time. You know, I can release and set the air brakes. I can put in gear and do everything on my phone. And so, oh man, this is awesome. So I don't know why Milton doesn't have that technology. I said, I don't know either, man. Maybe you should talk to him about it. It's awesome. All right, I got some other ones, but it's a little crazy. You know how crazy stuff is on the road and stuff, and going here and going there, dealing people's attitudes, all kinds of stuff. All right, well, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, if that guy believed that with the app.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
No.
Did you?
Let me check the library here on the apps.
Check your local news. See if they post that. That's nuts. If that's actually something that happens.
No, it ain't.
No?
So. No, it ain't.
Okay, so he's just joshing?
Yeah,
and evidently he was a very new Milton driver then at that point.
Right.
I think the first problem was the guy was probably impressed that he could actually back up over 50 feet.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
There's challenge number one.
Did you just back it up?
Yeah.
I did, yeah. It's part of the job.
No, it's part of the test when you get your CDL.
Can you believe it?
Yep.
That's like you always say, I have more experience backing or more miles backing up than
That's
you do
it.
Going forward.
I got a decal that says that from one of my coworkers.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so great.
Came to the safety award. And the fairing.
They'll give you the fairing when you leave here. Yeah. I tell everybody that. I tell everybody that. They'll give you the fairing when you leave because, you know, why? They like you.
Oh, man. I actually believed him for a second, though. And that shows my lack of any
driving.
Concept of what right. that... Yeah. Like, I mean, to legitimately remote control your truck from your phone, that just sounds...
It must
Stupid.
Be after an iPhone 10.
Yeah, must there you be. Go.
Because yeah, everything you... shorter than that, you can't do it.
No.
Software update. Cannot update.
Cannot back up anymore.
Oh, man.
You went over 50 feet. We're done.
Yeah. Yeah, you parked at 65 feet away. You got 15 feet left, bud. It's all
you're on your own.
All you. Yeah, I mean, that sounds crazier to me than the automated trucking talk. Like that, I mean,
right.
for you to try and remote control, I feel like that's more dangerous than a driver. That's your decal. Wow. That's great. Is that your handle?
No, that's just what Mikey calls me because everybody used to, where's Waldo? Where am I
Okay,
at?
I was going to say, that's great if that's actually your handle.
No.
Oh, man. But yeah, that I can't imagine. It's like, I mean, can you know those guys who like fly those drones with the goggles on and everything?
Right.
That's the next driver. Right. She's got the goggles on. They're just controlling it with their fingers.
When truck driving actually becomes a work from home job.
Yeah. That makes sense. You know, work from home, play a video game basically all day long.
Right.
Yeah, don't have to worry about being out in the snow. You can be on 78 in the Valentine's Day massacre. I mean, storm.
You can crash into anybody you want and you won't get hurt.
Airbags have deployed.
And that's why that's never happening.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
You're going to get some crazy guys just like, I wanted to hit people once. Let's try it. Doesn't hurt me now.
What will happen?
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, man.
I've come up with the idea for PennDOT this coming winter. We're going to try this out. Chuck's got to say we're going to install snow plows on the front of our tractors.
You mean Mr. Hamill?
Yeah. You know. We get a certain percentage,
uh-huh.
and we actually clear the goddamn roads for them.
Wow.
That would be awesome.
There's That's a novel idea.
That would be awesome.
Boys, just come out and salt whenever you feel like it.
Right. You know.
That would be great. That's like every time you guys, I'm sure you guys get it even worse than me or anybody else who's just like a everyday driver, but like you guys are out there when it's actually sticking to the ground at the beginning, and I'm just like, I get out there in the morning and it's just, you know, got the slush lines. That's what I got.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they were cleared. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well,
you got to talk to PennDOT about that. Because they cease operations of plowing at midnight for some apparent reason.
Is that an actual thing? Because I swear that would make so much sense. They just stop operating for like a certain time. Like, oh, you know what? It's snowing. Let's let it snow build up. We'll come back out.
Yeah. They'll figure they
wait. Coffee break.
They wait till 5:30 or that. You know.
I swear.
And then we'll hit it hard for the morning rush hour.
Okay. I was coming home on New Year's Eve this past year, and it was snowing on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or whatever it was, and like it was pretty well covered. All the roads were pretty well covered.
Damn, we're gonna be out.
Well, that's what I was saying. It was like in my head, I'm like, I get it. Maybe it's a holiday, but like you gotta like. I mean, they were bad. Like people were just driving 2 miles an hour, and I'm like, this is unreal.
Well, that's because it rains. You know, they're driving 2 miles an hour to flash.
That's true.
That's a whole other, object. There.
Doesn't matter how heavy the rain is. It's just you're definitely going to be 10 to 15 under the speed limit.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't understand that. It's rain. I mean, if you're that scared of rain, don't drive.
That's what I say all the time. If you don't want to be out here on the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't use the
on-ramp. Be a highway hazard.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
get the hell out of the way. Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Lead, follow, or just stay home.
Right. You know,
call DoorDash.
You have enough toilet paper and bread to make it to the next day.
Yes.
It's just sad when it's rain. Yeah. Oh, you know what? This was the only time I think I've ever had to pull over during a rainstorm. It was when I was going out to Nebraska for the eclipse like 5 years ago.
It was a Mitsubishi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, Mitsubishi?
The eclipse.
Wow. That went right over my head.
Yeah, we noticed. It's
wow. Okay.
I mean, you don't have the filter in there.
Nope.
I'll cut that part out. That's out of there. Nobody's going to know that one right away.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
We can make a fool out of us.
The producer's going to produce now.
All of a sudden, he wants to do his job.
It's the important things, gentlemen. Yes. I got to make sure I got a pristine look.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we were going through Ohio, and it was one of those like cyclone sort of things. It wasn't an actual tornado, but it was rotating like it was supposed to be a tornado.
You were in Minnesota. Now you're in Ohio?
Well, I mean, you had to drive from Pennsylvania to Minnesota, so Ohio's just in the way.
On your way to Nebraska.
Yeah, I was in the way. Well, I went to Minnesota and then to Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was
what kind of debris was it?
The what?
You said it was a tornado.
No, it was a cyclone. We didn't see the tornado. I think the tornado touched down after it went over us.
Mm. So you're saying the storm had cyclonic action.
Cyclonic action.
Cyclonic action.
I don't know
action.
If that's how they say it, but
that's how
it was rotating.
Yeah,
regardless,
we had rotation.
This is ridiculous. This is not even what I was going to say.
We have gone green.
Yes.
We have greenage.
Yes. Hear us, Joe? Do you hear us from your beach house down there in Delaware?
Dear Lord. All I wanted to say was I actually pulled over because we were getting hail and ridiculous amounts of rain, like sheets of rain.
Right.
So I just pulled over under an overpass with like three other cars right behind me.
Right, because why would you want to drive and get your car dented up with the hail?
That, and which I still have a couple of dents, but that, and it was like you just literally, you couldn't see. Like, I mean, it was dark because it had gotten that dark, yeah. And it was the amount of rain that we were getting. It was just like,
that's what headlights
copious.
Were
I mean, it was bad.
Copious amounts of rain.
I don't care. Yeah, copious. I don't care. Nice typically,
not copacetic. All. Copious.
I mean, yeah, copacetic too would be nice, but would have been an interesting drive. But it definitely was the worst I've ever had to experience weather-wise, because I don't care. Like, rain, you know, typically is nothing. But snow, it's like, yeah, you got to be a little careful. But this was like, I couldn't see. It was that bad. And, I mean, you know, when I'm driving with a friend of mine who is like, you know, he was hilarious through the whole thing, just like making fun of everyone who was like swerving and driving. And I was like, well, I'm also like, I got to swerve too. So we just
pulled over. Why were you swerving?
Because there was stuff on the road, like branches and stuff.
Debris.
Yes. Debris. Yes. You know.
And how many people did you see that didn't have headlights on while they were driving in this copious amounts of rain?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell. Like, yes. It was just, there was one person in front of me, I couldn't see, like, most of the people driving. Yeah. So they probably didn't have headlights on.
All the while you're trying to avoid the flotsam and jetsam?
Yes, all the extra excess water that builds up.
No, that's not what.
Okay, I just assumed that's what that was.
It's okay.
You went like this. You signaled left and right, so I assumed it was like all the runoff water.
Go ahead, we got time.
That's runoff water,
flotsam and jetsam.
It's debris.
Oh, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
Who calls it flotsam and
jetsam? Look it up. It's a term.
Oh, is it commonly used?
Yeah, usually cow. Same cow.
I wish we saw the tornado. I want to see a tornado. Like, I've been dying to go see that.
Well, it's not in Tennessee.
They have tornadoes in Tennessee, don't they?
Well, they Norman, Oklahoma, they have a lot more.
Yeah, I'll probably go chase Norman. One someday. Yes. I love tornadoes. Norman. When I was
you shouldn't be a bug man. You should be a tornado chaser.
Storm chaser.
Do you make any money off of that?
Sure you do.
Do you actually?
Yeah. You see them cars they drive around, the armor plating on them,
that's a good point.
So
didn't you ever see the movie Twister?
Yeah.
I have. Really?
All right. There you go.
Yeah. Well, but how do they make money? How do they just sell their stuff?
It's the suck zone, man.
That's what I said. We have greenage. We're going green.
Right.
Yeah. Look at that.
It's not an AOC reference.
Man. That's so good. I love that.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's another one I ought to get shut up to.
Okay, so you gotta explain this flotsam and jetsam. Where'd that crap come from?
I don't know. It's look it up
from George.
Where, George who?
Jetsam.
Jetsam.
Oh. Jetsam.
Flotsam and jetsam.
Oh my gosh!
It literally is a term. It really.
I believe you. It really I believe does you. Mean you know, random terms. All this
leftover
stuff.
Leftover crap.
That's what it means. Leftover crap.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. I'll look it up. Definition: it's leftover
Google.
Crap.
Flotsam and jetsam. Leftover shit, man.
Hey Siri.
She's actually going to talk to you if you didn't turn that off. So
it's on silent.
She'll still say something. She I didn't can. Catch that.
That's I didn't quite understand.
What did you say? Anyway.
Sometimes she gets lost in thought.
Right.
Does she? Yeah. You just see the dots.
You
like,
see the dots going around in a circle.
Lost in translation. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I have to figure out. Like, I know that I can turn it off on my watch, but every time, like, if I'm just saying something and it sounds remotely like that, just like it was a phone, but it actually, like, it's more annoying because I can bump the one button and it just starts asking me, like, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
Who the hell wears a watch anymore?
What? I do, because it's so much easier to, like, I don't have to pull my phone out of my pocket to look at the time.
It's so much easier.
What's wrong with wearing a watch now? You old-timers would be complaining if I didn't wear a watch.
The watch is, like, so much 1990.
What?
This is like 1980s Swatch watch here.
Right.
You know? Well, I was born in 1995, so that counts for the 90s.
Right. They find out what time you got out of the shoot, and that was it. We're done with watches.
I can't believe
no
you
more
guys.
Watches.
You know that this is what I'm saying. This older generation.
Yeah. You know what? The amazing thing is that when we were raising you guys are like, why don't you just get a phone? Then you don't have to worry about wearing a watch.
Right.
So now we're carrying phones around with the time on them, and now you guys go, oh, you should get a watch. All of a sudden, Apple Watch comes out. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Now you want to have a watch again.
Yeah, my watch.
Now it wants to tell you how fast you're breathing.
Yes.
You know, we're fat men. We know how fast we're breathing. It sucks.
Yeah, my watch tells me how high my heart rate is.
Who the hell cares? If it gets high enough, I'm going to drop dead.
But I can pause my music and my podcast from it. Eh? Eh?
Wow.
Yeah, we can too. It's called turn the key off the truck. Pause. You know, we go inside.
No, I put my headphones in. What the heck are we talking about here?
I can just say, hey, Siri, stop.
I don't want to say hey, Siri.
The goddamn generation become lazy bastards. You know, everybody's making money off of it.
I can tell Siri.
Also.
I can have Siri call your mom. I can have Siri turn on the music.
I get text messages to it. So I just, like, you know, somebody texts me. It's like, oh, hey, look, somebody texted me. Is it important? No. But I know it.
But you know it.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
It's on your wrist. It's fantastic.
I can't believe that I'm having to argue for a watch.
What are you doing over there?
As opposed to against a watch.
You're getting a little wobble here.
It is wobbly. This one's wobbly too. It's just the way it is.
No, it's not. But then
you can't turn it.
I don't care. I got the wobble gone.
Man, these people.
The wobble.
You get a wobble. That's it's bad. Like Weebles. They wobble, but they don't fall down.
Oh my gosh.
So many old references.
You got that right. Do we have any other voicemails on there?
We got one more. And do you want to know who it's from?
Gary.
It scared him.
It is from Gary.
Hey, B&B, Grinder here. Hey, what the heck happened? Tony moves away, shit comes in, and now you know what? It's the Fed. Oh, come on, man. That was funny. Nah, just kidding, guys. Hey, glad everything's back up and running. Kudos to Jack, the producer. Yeah, we're just trucking down here, minding my business, maintaining my lane, and, all that good, happy horse shit that we got to deal with now. Distraction upon distraction. Anyway, just calling in saying glad to hear you guys are back up and running, and we'll keep the hammer down in the hammer lane. Later.
I got so much I can say.
Thank you, Gary, for calling again. That's awesome. It's good to hear from anybody and everybody.
I got so much.
Yeah, I know.
So I can go.
No, we won't.
Oh.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate the kudos there. It was tough. And I still don't have the stupid laptop. I cannot wait until I get this thing. But
yeah, we can't either.
Well, I mean, the show's still going up.
It is.
I made sure they're all going up.
It is, and you're doing a great job. You really are doing a good job.
Sure.
Thank you.
I don't need the pat on the back, but I'll take it. No, seriously, you can keep talking. It's all good.
No, that's all right. It's over. Your hat's not fitting anymore.
That's true. I'm snapping at the seams here.
Yeah, the fucking headphones are coming right off.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. These are old headphones anyway, right?
Yeah, what the heck?
They didn't cost anything.
Oh, I don't know.
Nah. Oh, were these gift to you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How many headphones did we get you throughout the years? I swear. Because we got you the other ones, didn't we?
Yeah, the
I don't know what to get Dad
little...
for Christmas. Headphones.
Two different kinds.
Ties and headphones.
Nice.
That was true. Ties were like always the gift. It just didn't matter. It's like, I don't know, ties.
Give me
shirts.
A tie.
Ties and shirts.
He's giving. You know, eventually he ties them all together and get out the window.
You're damn straight.
We got. Speaking of gifts, we got a good gift for you for Father's Day. I cannot wait for you to get it. I Tony and Tanya probably, and Lindsay and Alex probably wouldn't necessarily want me to say anything, but I'm just going to say it's a good gift. It's from everybody. I think everybody also got you individual stuff, but I'm not sure. But we all chipped in and got you a good gift.
Well, I'm just gonna say this right now. Okay? If it's got anything to do with his exit strategy, it's a good gift.
I wish we could do that.
Yeah.
It's nothing. Nothing it's like right. that. If we could do that more, we would definitely.
Is it a new car?
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
It's a new 2001 Toyota.
See, now
with 346,000 miles.
Hey, you can have a 2009 Toyota Camry for only $3,500 if you'd like.
I'll tell you what. I'll trade you my car for your truck.
I'll take that. For my truck?
No, for your car.
Oh, yeah, I'll trade you.
Who's got this Camry?
Me.
He does.
Oh, you getting rid of it?
No, I'm not, but I would rather have his Camry than mine. I like his better than mine.
My ratty old 346,662 miles.
Please expand on this.
Well, I like the number one, better gas mileage by a lot.
Yeah.
Number two,
what do you got? A V6?
It's stick shift. No, I have a four cylinder. It's just trash. Like on gas mileage, it's a great car.
You can't take a four cylinder on a highway.
No. It's what?
And expect to get good gas mileage.
What do you mean? I set it at like 70 miles an hour for this for the cruise control.
I'm going to say this a little slower. You got four chipmunks under the hood.
I have four.
Alvin, Theo, and the other two guys, okay? They're exhausted.
Simon.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault that they underperform. It's their fault.
What do you mean? It's your president's fault.
What am I supposed to do? Take it at like 40 miles an hour on the highway?
Exactly. Save fuel. It's $5
and I'll be that hazard.
Yes. Stay home.
No, so better gas mileage. I like the stick shift. It drives smoothly. I don't know. Other than that, I don't think I really like it that much more. But I like the car. And it has Bluetooth. You know what mine doesn't have? Bluetooth.
Really?
Yes.
How doesn't yours have Bluetooth if it's an 09 and his does?
I don't know. It was the year.
Aftermarket stereo.
Yeah, 2000.
Well, there you go. Spend $300, buy a different freaking radio, put it in there. Have the Geek Squad put it in. You got Bluetooth.
The model that he has, it's that old model where you had the square fit for the dashboard.
They didn't have Bluetooth back then.
No. You're not hearing me. Mine has that stupid.
I can hear you. I got headphones on.
Mine has that stupid new model where it's like it's this entire dashboard of buttons and everything.
Okay, you know,
like you have to get all the filler crap.
I'm gonna let you know what we used to do in the old days.
This is how it used to be.
Okay, we used to get the boombox and just strap it right on the dashboard.
You have no.
There's our stereo.
I did that. I had a Dodge Dakota for a little while, and I had a Bluetooth speaker. I just put it on the dash, and I played music there.
No.
And
know what a boombox is?
Yes, I know what a boombox is. I had a boombox when I was a kid.
There's no way you had a boombox. He didn't have the what the hell is the station in Philadelphia? MMR boombox guy.
No.
What is that?
He didn't have that. He doesn't know what a boombox is.
I know what a boombox is.
You got to look at the commercial to understand. Yeah, then you'll know.
It's
a fat man with shorts and a big ass boombox walking down the street.
Put it over your shoulder.
Yeah.
I know what a boombox is.
It's a big box.
I'm not three.
About as big as this.
No, but, and then I did the same thing in the old, you remember the Corolla I had, that piece of crap Corolla? Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
I remember.
Bought it for $400.
Change a tire on the side of 22. Yeah. 78 there.
Yeah. You know. While we had AAA. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the second phone call I got while we had AAA.
Take notice you get those calls, but you don't get, the wedding date's changed, or I'm going to be late, Dad.
Right.
Why would I get here early?
Why would I call if I'm going to be late? I know I'm going to get berated for being late, so I'll just let the phone call go until I get here.
I won't be in town for the next 2 weeks,
right,
Dad.
Right, yes.
I don't have to give you my schedule for my life.
Well,
it does what we're doing.
It doesn't affect you because I still would have been here that weekend anyway. We're coming back Friday, so. Bleh.
Oh, yeah. Cause
I'll be here Saturday.
You'll be spunk and ready to go.
Who cares
morning.
If I'm going to be spunk if I'm here?
Look, this isn't a participation trophy, Junior.
I've
got to put the work in.
I do put the work in. What are we talking about here? I put the work in, too. I'm here.
That's funny.
Yeah. What the heck are we talking about just before that? Oh, yeah. And that crappy Corolla that I had.
Yeah.
Man, you guys just give me... The crappy Corolla I had, it didn't even have, it had one speaker. It had one speaker in it, and it wasn't even working.
Mono.
So I had to take the speaker out, and I got two terrible, very cheap speakers to just wire in real quick, and they didn't even fit in the spot.
So he just sang to himself.
No, I still played music. It was just so quiet. That car, I couldn't even go uphill at a reasonable speed. Hmm. It was so poorly, like, it was a 95.
So because it had poor speakers, you couldn't make it uphill.
No. It had poor speed. No power.
The speakers were so big, they weighed the car down.
They bounced me up the hill.
It's like Blues Brothers. Yeah. Big speaker on the roof.
If I could move by sound, I would. It was so bad, though. That thing, like, I had no power. Like, I remember going up the hill, and it was stick
Again,
shift.
Four-cylinder. Correct.
No, yeah, but it's a 95, but it only had like 140,000 miles on it.
Right.
So like you'd think that it was okay, but I mean at 662 there's a light right there, and you come up a little bit of a hill. Yeah. Like I remember driving up that hill in like second gear or whatever it was, and it still didn't give me any. It gave me nothing going up the hill.
You just crawl.
You need a momentum to get up the hill.
Need
so
a
you're
lot of,
playing
I'd
junior
be hitting
truck
gas,
driver already.
I'd be hitting gas going down the little stretch there just to get up the hill. And like it was,
you just needed bigger squirrels. That's all.
Yes. Oh man, it was rough. I liked that car though. I wish it was in better shape and had a little bit less, you know, bumper stickers on it. But
a lot better shape.
Well, yeah, I was holding that. It would have been nice. Those bumper stickers.
I know. It was a holdover for 2 years or like a year and a half, and then I bought the Camry that I have.
There was a reason why it was held over.
Yeah, you know, the guy that sold it to me wanted it back, so he bought it back for the same price. I was like, I can't believe he bought it back for me for the same price. That was awesome.
There's a sucker born every minute, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, it was funny. Right, he was an old friend of mine, and then he's like, yeah, I got, you know, I'll sell this for you, 400, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, bought it, thought it would be better, wasn't that good. Then I was like, he wanted it back, and he painted it like army green.
Wow.
And just drove that to work.
As opposed to navy blue?
Yeah, as opposed to navy blue. Yeah.
Or the funny coral, pinkish, pearly looking color that it was.
Mm. No, it was tan.
It was gender neutral.
It didn't really look tan.
No, it was. By the time I saw it, many bumper stickers on it and everything. But he painted it and then just drove it for work because he was working in Philly and driving from where you are.
It all was the way. Non-binary. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Sure. You can. We're claiming everything's got gender now, but yep. I guess cars have genders or are not gendered. I don't know.
Yeah, some of them Toyotas don't identify as a Prius.
Oh, wow.
But my car does have a lot of miles on it.
It has a lot of miles on it, but it still runs really well.
It does. It does.
Didn't you just get it inspected?
Yeah, I do that every year.
Yeah, I mean, like, they didn't say anything?
Most people usually
do. No.
Well, there you go. You know it's a good car now. Nothing's wrong with it yet.
You don't hit the. You don't use the brakes.
I've replaced the clutch on it. I've replaced the brakes.
Well, clutch is to be expected. Yeah. Brakes to be expected. But I mean, like, no big issues.
No, I had the valve cover gasket done today, and you know, but those are all just normal wear and tear things. When you got 346,000 miles on,
yeah,
it's a lot of tear on the wear.
It certainly is.
How many miles do you think you can get out of it?
I don't know. I'm gonna keep driving it till it stops.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Or until Biden makes $9 a gallon gas.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then he's just not driving.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long walk to work.
Get a bike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a moped. They're supposed to do well. A
physical fitness kick.
Taking a moped on 78. Yeah, there you go. Safety first.
So this made me laugh so hard. In like 10th or 11th grade, my 6th grade history teacher got a moped and got honored in the school newspaper because he was doing so well for the environment. And this, like, I looked it up and I was like, mopeds have like 2 gallons in them. Like they carry like 2 gallons of gas. And yeah, they get like 50 or 60 miles to the gallon, but you still got to fill up like what's the point of that? They drive 40 miles an hour.
It's a smaller version of a Vespa.
Yeah. It is. Yes. Yeah.
So wait, Vespas were like a bigger moped?
Yeah.
Okay. I always thought that they were
Italian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I always thought that they were just a moped.
Here you go, you know, stereotyping these things.
Well, they were. They were made in Italy.
Well, you know.
I thought they were too, yeah.
Yeah, Vespa.
Yeah, but they.
Right away, you're putting stereotyping
labels.
Miatas.
Putting labels on.
What the heck?
Oh, my gosh.
Back in my younger days.
Yeah. I mean, how long ago was that? Years? 20, 50 years? 35?
Yeah.
Long time.
20, 20, 30. 50, yeah, something like that.
You're what, 70 now?
I got the Miata when I was 4. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
You watered it every day and it became a car.
It did.
Look at what I got.
In sequence.
Oh my word, that's hilarious, guys.
We're old.
Chia Miata.
We are old. Our age is showing.
Yes.
Is that what happened to Lincoln? They just kept watering him every day, and he grew to be 6'4", and then shot in the head. Good life.
Well, if he was a little shorter, it might have missed.
There you go.
Booth might have missed.
There you go.
That's a conspiracy too.
That is a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
Good conspiracy
theory. Yes. Everything's a conspiracy.
That's it.
Yeah. Yes.
If it's real, it's a conspiracy. Right.
But just think, honestly. Yeah, I know you don't watch the news, but we actually had Biden in Texas.
Yeah.
He was this close to the freaking border.
Wow.
Not quite.
But close.
But close.
Interesting. But interesting.
No cigar.
You know, speaking of Texas, I just watched a video about that.
But
the
you didn't watch the news.
The cult in Texas.
The one in Waco?
Yeah.
The
what the heck was it? Branch Davidians. Yeah.
You're welcome.
That's a couple years ago.
Yeah. Oh, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
lot of couple
I,
years ago.
I was
going
to say, you're just getting up to that, boy. You're no. a little behind schedule.
So I knew about it.
He's
but,
reading history books.
But I was, yeah, reading. Never would read that.
No.
Though.
Yeah.
don't put that on me.
We don't have reading.
Don't put that on me.
We YouTube it all.
Exactly. Exactly. YouTube. YouTube gives you all the information you need. Who
here,
needs
Jack,
a book?
Here's a quick question. Isthmus. Use it in a sentence.
Isthmus. Isn't it spelled I-S-T-H-M-I-S or something like that? Isthmus.
Isthmus. This must be my lucky day.
I'm going to put crickets over that just so you know. That's ridiculous.
That was funny.
I know what that word is, too. I can't even think of it, though. I've heard it before. There you go. My vocab. Very high.
Okay.
I say little words, so he was take touching less time.
He was in mommy's gummy bears.
She doesn't have the good ones yet. She doesn't have the good ones yet.
We're working on that.
Yeah.
I think she is.
Yeah. Anyway, so speaking of Texas, that Branch Davidian group is nuts. That was crazy. I love cold
well,
crap.
Dead, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, nuts. Yeah. Yeah, do you know, isn't that, that's still to this day the biggest, well, supposedly the biggest FBI failure that they ever had.
That's a conspiracy theory.
That is a conspiracy theory. Thank you. I was like listening to this, and then I actually did look it up.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not technically the way that it's looked at. Mm. It's a conspiracy theorist like lens, you know, right. quote unquote. But man, that was pretty freaking interesting. I mean, I had no idea that it was actually as big as what it was either.
Yep. Thank you, Janet Reno.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Bubba.
Yeah.
And Bubba.
And Bubba. Yeah. Freaking nuts. Do you guys listen to cult stuff at all? Like those cult podcasts and stuff like that? Or yeah. No? Chip, you're looking at me like I'm a nutball.
I was just going to say, I rarely listen to the radio. So I can
does.
Give you my
he
radio.
You listen to podcasts.
Well.
He listens to a podcast.
Yeah, a.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Singular. Well, this is at least
and
like.
And it ain't Joe Rogan.
And it ain't Tony's.
Does it start with an H?
It does.
Yeah. So, well, now that you're on it, do you still listen to it now that you're on it?
Yes, I
you
got to proofread it and make sure everything's going right.
Making sure that your
I
name is
notes.
Held up right.
Yes.
Make sure you're not screwing around.
Yeah, I should just start Jack. Chopping it up so yes. that it's like, you know, Ship's just saying
you
like.
Know, if it's called Back It Up Friday, why are you releasing it on a Thursday is what I like to know.
Never a Thursday.
No, you
maybe
was.
A Saturday.
It
was it released on
yes.
a Thursday?
Yes.
When?
This past week.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it
no,
was.
It was out on Wednesday. This one.
No. Back It Up. Did I actually
the
hit the wrong time?
Oh,
Back It Up
yeah.
was out. It was
yeah.
out Thursday.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. He said he called me on the phone.
I said, where's
oh,
Jack
wow.
going to be? He says, why? I says, oh, you already got the
he's
Back
got
It
the
Up
show
out.
Yeah. No, I just must have scheduled it for
yeah,
the wrong
no,
time.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
right. I can schedule it all ahead of time. So that's why I must have just hit it for like the wrong day.
Yeah, I was
and time.
Like, you know, the Wednesday show come out. All right,
that's
cool.
Hilarious.
And then the next day, back and I'm like, what the hell?
Yep.
Now
well,
we're, now
you
we're
know.
Cooking. We got a computer or what?
No, yeah,
we're ahead of schedule.
It was like it must have just been. Yeah, that's hilarious. Those always go like. It's tough because when I click on that thing, sometimes I forget to look at the day and time. And so I'm like just going through putting
it. You
got
a watch.
Well, obviously.
Watch tell you to count.
No. There's a drop down box that tells me what day and time like I'm going to be posting it. And so like if
maybe you should ask Siri next time.
No,
what
really
day
don't.
And time it is?
Yep.
Yes.
That doesn't hey, matter because I don't always post it the same day that I edit it or something like that.
And this is why the show comes out late, people. Thank yep. you very much. Thanks for
yeah,
listening.
It's early.
When
it's
you
early.
Listen.
You're welcome.
Thanks from phoning.
You're right.
Thanks from phoning?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Thanks
from phoning?
Phoning? Yeah.
Is that like a place? Phoning?
Yeah.
Phoning Nebraska.
Phoning Nebraska.
Are you talking about like phone calls?
Yeah.
That was, is that,
that was
a
our
phrase? Is that a phrase? Thanks from phoning?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wow, it really got into a deep discussion
yeah,
about just a quick one.
It's like Missouri,
whipper.
The show me state.
Right.
Look, things catch in my ear, and I'm like, I didn't know
well,
that
you
was
got
a
headphones
saying.
Headphones on, of course it's going to catch.
Yeah, well, I have one headphone off.
What you need
that's
is...
That's it runs out.
you need to stop having it catch in your ears and actually stay inside right. the head.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's
I still would say
around.
Something about it, too, though.
Let even it bounce if, around like that bullet. No, the magic bullet there from Kennedy.
There you go, the magic bullet theory.
Another theory.
Another theory.
Another conspiracy.
Right.
I like
thank
this.
You, Arlen Specter.
Yes.
We're getting onto some good stuff here.
Yeah, we are.
So, the magic bullet theory. Did I ever tell you guys that I did the Kennedy assassination project in high school?
Did you solve it?
No. Back then, my group was not conspiracy theorists, so we were proving that it could have happened by, what's-his-face?
Lee Harvey Oswald?
Oswald, yeah. So, basically, what we did was we set up the right distance between each shot, all three shots. We put a watermelon on a pedestal at the elevation that it would have been.
Why a watermelon?
Because it's the easiest to blow up.
Mm-hmm. Destroying watermelon.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with destroying a watermelon? We ate it. We ate them. Gosh, you guys are ridiculous.
You shot them and then ate them?
Yeah, when they exploded, we ate them.
What a cannibal.
Yeah, they were good. Terrible. So we set up the elevation and everything. Seedless? They were not seedless. What are we? We're not. You know, babies here. We can eat seeds. It's okay. I want a watermelon. You know, get a watermelon. You know, growing out of your gut.
I'm not gonna. Man, my head hurts.
Jackson. So, how did your test thing go?
I wish I understood anything that went on in your guys' heads.
It's all right.
Because sometimes it doesn't make sense to
We're
me.
Two old tired truck drivers who haven't had enough sleep today.
I could go down such a road.
We're birthing watermelons now. That's what's happening.
We can be pregnant with watermelons?
You can be. If a man can be pregnant, then you can be pregnant with a watermelon.
Oh, I'd rather be pregnant with a dozen donuts or something.
All right.
Yeah, let's make it happen. Stop there, yum,
I
yum.
Thought about going to Yum Yum.
Yum Yum. Is that a donut place?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that sounds good.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, I've been there.
Thank you.
It's good. Yeah.
That's a great name for a donut shop, isn't it? Yum Yum.
You know, there's Yum Yum sauce, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it's not. It's like
it's
a.
It's not donut sauce.
It's a great name for a donut place. Great name for a movie character.
You got
like
that right.
Yum Yum?
Yum Yum.
Yeah.
That's a
Get
movie
off my lawn.
That was a movie character?
Oh. Please explain it to him. Because. I'm going to block
how
out
How
here.
Much time you think we have?
Yum, yum.
You know,
we got all the time in the world.
He's 26.
If anybody has...
he's 26, right?
Info, yeah. If anybody has info on who Yum Yum is in a movie, please send us a voicemail. The number is 515-585-6375.
Or M-E-R-K.
I'll give you a little hint. It's Gran Torino.
Oh, that's a good movie. I didn't know his name was Yum Yum.
His name wasn't Yum Yum.
Why'd you say Yum Yum?
Did you see the movie?
No.
Watch it again.
You didn't see the movie?
I don't think so.
Watch it again for the first time.
Right. And then report back next week.
Am I thinking of a different movie?
I don't know.
Does it have Clint Eastwood in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gran Torino.
Okay, it's been a while since I've seen it then. But doesn't he like walk up and shoot a bunch of people?
well, that could span from
at the end,
Harry
right?
on.
Doesn't he just like walk up and shoot a bunch of people at the end or something like that? Or he gets killed on the lawn?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
That's the movie.
All right, spoilers.
And that's where Yum Yum was.
That's Yum Yum?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so confused. I'll
Yum
have to watch
Yum
it
was
now.
The neighbor. Yes,
okay.
Please watch.
I'm going to have to watch it now.
Yes, you'll understand totally.
Why would you name a character Yum Yum? That's such a weird name. How did we get on this?
I don't know. Watch the
Because of the donuts. He didn't bring none.
Donuts. That's right. Those are good donuts. Yeah.
They are good donuts.
Yeah.
Well, that was a fun conversation.
Yes.
Jeez. Anyway.
That was...
What was I?
Circuitous.
For those that want to decode it, you'll understand.
Yes, you were talking
so,
about
this. Anyway, the JFK assassination.
There you go.
There we are.
We did
and
the
we
project,
come back around.
And the nice thing was we actually had like elevation. And my friends, it was my friend Brent. He had that horse farm and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to his property, and they had this like giant hill, and we measured out the elevation of the hill and the distance between the shots and all that crap. And we tried to see if you could do it within 8 seconds, like Oswald did, mm-hmm. and. Technically, he could get the shots off, and so we just like calculated it as plausible. But the funny part was like, there's no motion, there's right. no like, you know, this is a brand new rifle, like it's not an older rifle. I don't know if there'd be a difference at all, you know. And it was just entertaining because we were like kids and we were shooting watermelon, and that we got an A on that project. We got to shoot things and we got an A. It was awesome.
She didn't have the other two guys on the grassy knoll cranking off the shots.
That's true.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You didn't
gosh.
Have cantaloupe and melon.
Nope.
You know, there's a theory, too, that it was the front, not the driver, but the passenger in the front seat that also shot him in the head. Did you know that? That was the theory?
The governor, Connolly.
Connolly, that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was part of the... That was part of the theories.
I watched
the
Zapruder film. He did not have any kind of a weapon.
No.
No, but he could have been like...
Because Kennedy's head went back and to the left.
Well, if it went back...
You've seen JFK too, huh?
If it's back, he could have shot him. You know? Back, boom. From the front.
Well, hence, the back and to the left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or are we going to go here?
I'm just saying. It could be. Could be. You never know.
No. But everybody would have seen him.
No, they wouldn't have. If he had like a little gun, like, you know, down here, and he just has a trigger at his, like, you know, foot or something.
What is he, like, poof. Bruce Lee with the gun?
Who knows? Who knows? It could have been. Who knows? He could have set it up from the very beginning. He had the gun set right here. Boom. Pow. And that's why.
I'll give you three letters. First one, C. You figure the rest out.
I'm just saying, who knows? Who knows what happened? It could have been. Could have been it could have been Jackie. Could have been Jackie.
I think so. Yeah. 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 That's who it was.
Yeah.
You never know. She could have been hiding under the pink hat or something.
It was Mrs. Kennedy. Yeah. You're a sicko, dude.
I don't know.
You talk about conspiracy theories,
hey,
dude.
Isn't the first person that's always investigated and is the first suspect in a murder is the spouse? And she was not a suspect somehow. How did she escape?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Being on the news in front of everybody.
She was to his left. So what? You never know. Maybe she paid somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That was a fun time.
Anyway. Gosh.
Not so much a lot.
Yum, yum.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Oh, dude, that was funny.
Give us some more voicemails, people. We need them. We like them.
Yes. Now that we know how to get them.
We like to hear them. Well, we still got to do it better. I got to get this thing split up. But either way, it's still recorded, which is good.
Yeah.
But we like to hear the voicemails. We like to hear all the stories from the road. Maybe don't call us while you're driving a truck if you want to be safe. But just don't tell us who you are. But you can be anonymous.
Gary wasn't calling while he was actually driving.
Oh, okay, good.
He was pulled over on the shoulder
road
to make
the
call.
Pulled over, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the dedication. If you're going to call while you're pulled over on the side of the road and you're safe, wow. Incredible.
That is incredible.
But we like to hear all these stories, if I'm not mistaken. I think you guys do. Don't want to speak for everybody.
We love to hear the stories. We love to hear from our listeners. We love to hear what you have to say. So call. But more importantly, email us and come on the show so we can sit and talk with you.
And what did Chip say earlier? Give us your phone number on the email, please.
There you go.
That's what I think you sound like. It's in my head. So you're right there. You're the get off my lawn guy. No?
You sound like somebody from King of the Hill or something.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to watch it tonight and I'm going to text you guys and be like, wow. All right, now I get it.
Now you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You're not going to watch it tonight.
You're right. I'm really not going to watch it tonight. I won't. You know,
I'm going to watch Hot Fuzz.
No, I'm not.
It's on Hulu.
I haven't seen that. It's on Hulu?
Yeah, it is.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, I started watching it
last
week.
It's been a long time. That's such a good movie.
That
oh my gosh,
movie.
Dude. Hot Fuzz is such a good movie.
Yep, love
if
that
you
movie.
Have that, this, no
Simon
free shout.
Peg is hilarious.
No free shout outs, but if you have not seen this movie, I guess you don't get paid anyway.
We're giving
it's
a
an
shout
old movie.
Out anyway.
It's an old movie. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yo, Hot Fuzz
it's
is
color.
So funny.
It is in color.
It is.
Yeah, it's great. Oh my gosh.
Old movies to us are black and white.
Yeah, I can tell. I know.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh man, it's such a funny movie though. But
it
anyway.
Is.
Yeah, so yeah, shoot us an email. What is the email?
HLLpodcast at protonmail.com.
You don't have it up, do you?
And, well, I didn't know if he could remember or not, and I was gonna like bring it up, but and then you can go to the contact section on the website if you want to.
MLANelegends.com.
That's right, baby.
Contact section.
Get in touch with us. We want to have you on the show. If
we
you're
do.
Even if you're you know, just chilling like a villain as
wow.
a what?
Look at that wordsmither there.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you're chilling like a villain and you want to give us a call, you know, get online with us and we'll record it.
Yes,
have a good, nice interview with you. And if you have anything else that you guys want to say, you know, share your piece now.
Share the show.
Boom.
Boom. Share it on your social media. Share it with your friends, your family. Share the show.
That is the slowest way to say it. Share it with your, and like, you know.
This is why I need buymeacoffee.com.
You know, yes, exactly.
/Hammerling.
You know how you can like put the speed of the podcast or the show in like halftime or double time or whatever?
Not really, we're not producers.
We don't do
wow.
that.
Oh my gosh, guys. Yeah.
We don't listen to things at
double
speed.
That's what that sounded
speed.
Like. It was like halftime is like, share that. But yeah, share the show. Absolutely.
Share
I
it.
Mean.
That's ship. How the show grows.
I was going to say, ship shares with everybody.
The more we share the more the show grows, the more people get in contact with us to come on and do shows.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
Closer yeah. we get to Rogan.
You got that right.
We're the truck driving podcast. We're the Rogan version of the truck driving podcast.
Everybody, man. Do you have a southern accent? Is that?
I think so. I've been listening to so many southern
yeah.
people.
The sad part like, is when he goes to Tennessee.
I know, right?
He's talking like a Yankee.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody that comes up to me, I'm going to like repeat them back in a very non-southern accent. I'll be like, oh, yeah, you sound exactly like this.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's enough, right?
That is enough.
And I don't know what else we say, right?
Keep the hammer
good day
in.
To you, sir.
Yeah, good day to you,
good
sir.
Day to you,
so share
sir.
The show, check out the gear section, get in touch with us, leave us a voicemail, and until next week, friends.
Keep the hammer down.
In the hammer lane.
Bye. Goodbye.